Chapter 1. Rachel Myers was the sort of person who always longed for a white Christmas, even though the likelihood of getting one was slim. She was one of life's optimists. She just couldn't help it, and as far as she was concerned, all the signs were looking good. For a start, it was the year that summer had never shown up, which wasn't surprising where they lived. Her husband Paul would often describe their hometown of Carlisle as being as far north in England as it's possible to get without being in Scotland. But a dismal summer and a wet autumn made the winter seem unbearably long, so the least she deserved was snow for Christmas, she thought, as she looked out of their terraced house onto the cobbled street, sighing at the dull grey sky and the constant icy drizzle. The Christmas holidays were just a few days away, but it was far from Christmassy out there. "That was a very big sigh," Paul said. She turned to face him. He was sitting on the edge of the sofa, his floppy fair hair falling over his face as he examined the doorknob, which never seemed to stay attached to the door for long. "I'm sick of seeing streets," she said. "I spend all my week staring out of the office at streets and then I come home to more streets."
"What's wrong with a street?" Paul asked. "I thought you liked living in town. You said you liked being close to all the shops."
"But streets aren't fells, are they?" she told him. "They're not hills or valleys."
"They're certainly not," he said, getting up and placing the rebellious doorknob on the coffee table before putting his arms around his wife.
"Maybe we should have found a house in a village. You know, one of those pretty Lakeland villages that are all slate and lakeside views?"
Paul shook his head. "You're not thinking of moving already, are you? We've only been here since the spring. Anyway, you wouldn't have survived the commute for more than a week."
Rachel sighed again. "You're probably right," she said, thinking of the time they'd have had to get up to go to work at the solicitors where they'd met as graduate trainees. Still, the idea of living in a pretty village appealed strongly to Rachel.
"You're hankering, aren't you?" Paul said.
"What do you mean?"
"I mean, I know what's coming."
She frowned. "I don't understand."
"The cottage, Fell View in the Lakes."
"What about it?"
She turned away from him and stared out of the window again. "You want to go there, don't you? I can see you're building up to suggesting it."
"Well, Rowan can't join us for Christmas. She's doing something else," she said.
"Probably got a new boyfriend."
"So it wouldn't be a bad idea for us to use the cottage, would it?" Rachel said, cursing how well he knew her. "It'll just be sitting empty otherwise."
"You're kidding, right? It would be freezing."
"No, it wouldn't. It would be romantic. Just think, Christmas at the cottage. There's the generator and the log burner and those lovely scratchy blankets you adore."
He rolled his eyes. "Don't remind me. If we're going, which I'm not recommending, by the way, I'm taking our duvet."
She laughed at him. "But you'll love it when we get there, I promise. I'll chop the wood and make the fire."
He shook his head in mock despair. "Yeah, right.
And make you hot chocolate every night?"
He took a step towards her and looked out onto the street. "It might be nice to have a change of view for a while," he admitted.
"So we're going?"
Rachel asked excitedly. Paul took a deep breath. "If it makes you happy, we'll go." She flung her arms around him and kissed him.
"We could go sledging if it snows," she said.
"It's not going to snow."
"You don't know that for sure," she insisted.
"You're going to be so disappointed if we get there and it's freezing cold and there's nothing but icy, rain-drenched fells to look at." She shook her head.
"I'm not going to be disappointed," she said, "because it's going to be absolutely perfect."